Hi, you're listening to Love in Limbo Land, the dating podcast for millennials.
Dating is hard, and we walk you through the experiences we've had, the experiences our guests have had, and what's going on in the world in general when it comes to dating and relationships.
And you may be wondering, who are we? My name is Kudzi, and I work in digital entertainment, and I love connecting to people who have stories that can inspire others to find love in their own lives. Whether it's crazy, a little bit ratchet, or just plain old simple, I love stories about love.
And I'm Tiffany. I wrote my master's thesis on online dating, and I've always been interested in commitment, relationships, and what it takes to find that long-lasting love we all crave.
On this episode, we have Brian, an actor and former pro soccer player who will be sharing his perspective on the dating courtship process and how it doesn't always have to be a game. As a former sports player, people might assume that he's a player and he has a crazy dating life, but in reality, he's very different and is here to share how much more complex males can be.
Yeah, I've just noticed a whole bunch of games that both men and women fall into in this dating culture that we have, and it's almost hard for me to attach to or even have comments about because it's just so not me.
I agree. It's so hard to know, but I feel like so many people like this chase. Like I hear about, and that's, I think, where the game comes from, sure, is keeping this other person excited about you and wanting you. So like when you date, how do you like go into that situation knowing that like you want this person to be excited about you, but you also want them to like know you're into them?
Well, yeah, that's the funny part about it, right? Like there's these natural things human minds fall into as far as interest or whatever, and I understand all these things, but a lot of times the way I try to go about it is eliminating those certain factors for me and just getting down to like whether it's family type things that I like about you. Like for example, even take someone's Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like I try to take a lot of information based on what you're posting and stuff like that, like how connected you are to family and all these different things before I even get into those conversations. Mm-hmm. So as far as games and all this stuff, you do have to play some of them. As far as I know, we talked about text messaging.
Yeah.
Like when in that process do you say like, oh, if I text them right away, does it make me seem too eager or whatever? And I try to just be myself. And if I'm feeling this person a certain way, then I go ahead and do that. But I do question myself from time to time.
Because why can't you be eager? Like,
no, I think you can, but then you are.
Okay, and what's wrong
deep,
with that?
What I just said. But like, no, I think it's fine. But some people just don't like that. I think you should just be you.
I guess, because like there's so many times where I'm around friends, I'm like, oh, I really want to text this guy and like be cute or whatever. Mm. Or like he knows I'm out tonight, so I just want to like send him a cute text. And they're like, no, stop. You already send so many texts. Like you're like, that's so thirsty.
Has he been responding? Like, is it all blue text bubbles? With your cute text?
I think, but then for me, let me tell you with texting, for me, it's more like I love sharing my life and like being excited about something and sharing it with someone. So it's not, I don't need necessarily their response. I just want to know that it's okay, like that they want to share it with me.
Sure.
You know, like I don't need someone to like send me 100 text messages, like if just because I do it. But whoever my future partner is, I would hope would want to share my wins and maybe my not so wins. And I think like sometimes I struggle when something exciting, let's say something exciting happened in your life. Like I just got booked for this like class and I wanted to like be like, oh my God, this is so exciting. But like if you have that fear where it's like, oh, is it too much for me to text that? Like, do you ever have that with?
Well, actually, I just wanted to talk about you for a quick second. Like, have you had a past, like, really good relationship where you're able to share those
yes.
things? Okay, I can kind of tell because I've only had very few relationships, but I've shared that same thing. And I feel like there is this nice, you know, place that you come to where you're just able to share your day. They're able to share yours. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to necessarily go anywhere. But that's what I was going to tell you, like, in the dating process, in which I can't really speak on too much because I guess I'm in that, but I don't really put myself in that place too much. but you might be expecting it at a certain timeline in which, you know, it really has to get to the full process before you can really have that, you know. And I do know you want it and you seek it, but I think if you do put it out there so quickly, maybe it does give them some weird sense of what your needs are or whatever, which is a crappy thing because you seem like a great person too. But
I mean, it's just people. Everyone has their own pace.
The pace and the timeline thing. I think I'm such a sharer and love hearing about other people's stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm one of those people who are like, tell me about your day. And I have been in relationships where it's like, from the beginning, so seamless and easy, where we both want to share and it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. I think like when you don't have that, it makes it harder to like connect to that person and like move forward. Sure. Because I find myself like, if you're not texting in between dates, trying to like rebuild that connection when you see them in person. Mm-hmm. Whereas I look at texting as a way to like kind of bridge the gap between the times that you see them. What do you think?
Again, so to totally understand where I'm coming from with this dating culture or whatever, I choose kind of almost to just not partake in the fact that I might run into a lot of these issues. Like, for example, I don't know personally what those people, if they're talking to multiple people or whatever, the way I do things, in which that is not the case. Mm-hmm. And that's the hard part for me. These in-between relationship times, they go for very long periods of time because I'm picky.
Yeah.
And
let's take a step back. I'm very interested in your dating life. You say you don't really kind of date.
Yeah.
About this.
Some of my friends kind of make fun of me for what I call meetings.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me about this. Yeah.
And it's comes from the place of, you know, on a date to me, it has a romantic connotation to it. And do I want to be going on a date? Yeah, sure. But at the same time, if I just met you or how did we meet? I know a lot of times in today's society, you know, whether it's on social medias or whatever it is, I might be physically attracted to you. And that is, you know, a big portion of what things are. But at the same time, I'm really after more than that. And I don't mean to sound bad, but like, whether it's, if you're unintelligent or anything along the signs, I'm obviously going into the situation hoping for all these things to be the case. Package. But without me knowing your moral or anything like that, it's hard for me to really approach it like a date. You know, like, I can be totally attracted to you. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But my goal necessarily out of the first is not to sleep with you or, you know, I mean, hopefully that would be the future if that goes along with attraction and, you know, we vibe together and I feel like you're smart, then sure, it could be the case. But that's more of where I'm coming from.
Got it.
To go off of that. Oh, sorry. Did you have a follow up?
Yeah. So let's say you met someone. Mm-hmm. How do you even get to the first meeting?
So if, and not to get too much into my stuff, but
no, that's what we're here for.
I know. To keep their own privacy and stuff. But I've found in my life, for whatever reason too, it could just be through sports, but a lot of my relationships end up being at long distance. Mm-hmm. And I've even kind of thought about that, like, why is that the case for me? And to be honest, I think it's just happen chance, because I've even read things like, oh, you seek certain relationships for what you're going for or whatever. And maybe I was trying to allot time towards me focusing on sports still or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, no, I've always been, you know, for a long period of my life, I put everything to the side. I didn't drink, didn't do anything just so I could concentrate on sports. But with the relationships, it's kind of like my soft side. Like, mm-hmm. I really do want that in my life. We talked about, you know, my parents have been married. They just celebrated an anniversary for 44 years.
Nice.
And so amazing. I've seen that. And I'm not, and by the way, let's just touch on that real quick. I'm not saying it's good all the time.
Right.
I know there are these ups and downs, but let me get to a place with somewhere where, you know, you have a little argument or whatever, and you just come, you trying to get to a common understanding.
Yeah.
That's the norm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get back to your question originally. Sorry.
How do you get to the first meeting?
So what I found, though, is literally throughout my life, I'll end up talking on the phone with someone for about about 3 months before I even meet
them.
Yeah. And to be honest, and here's my thing. I'm not saying that's
like
normal.
How did you meet them originally, though?
So,
like if they slid into your DMs?
So my past two girlfriends, both, however it happened, was through social media. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, you know, a long-distance relationship isn't for everyone. And to be honest, I think I would seek someone closer in the next one. That's something I'm telling myself. But for the people that I do meet, I do meet them, right? And it's kind of just happen chance. You know, I've been interested in people that are in the same place, and I think I'm very, very picky, maybe overly picky. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the people I'm even attracted to, you know, whether their beliefs about me even allow them to kind of come meet up with me. So a lot of the people I meet, it's just like I wasn't planning to. It's just we bump into each other and then talk from there. But those tend to... You know, I talk to them and I get to know something about them, and then we kind of just stay friends. I'm very, very picky. I don't know. But in the
what are those qualities that like make you think, oh, this person's more of a friend, less of a potential? Like if you just think of like the last person, like you're like,
he needs them to be smart. If not smart, they're out. Okay. They're
is
out.
Is that the only thing though? I'm curious about like what goes into a guy's mind
when you say it too. But like, is it? Is that bad though? Because
no.
I still have good feel like I being a friend of someone too. I feel like I still value these things.
Yeah.
I'm just saying whether it would work for us as a relationship. You know,
it's different. Yeah.
What is smart? I was kind of just joking a little
smart,
bit.
Right?
What is smart for
what
you?
What is smart? Right. For smart for me, how I would determine some of this stuff is kind of just. I like to call it a common courtesy or a logic, but then even those words defined are different to certain people, right? But I don't know, like from the standard case of, you know, whether it's just education, you know, what's their background, to like, I like applied logic to where like, if I'm talking to you at dinner and we're trying to like, if I'm telling you a story and then I jump to a different one very quickly, are you able to kind of bridge that and fill in the blanks? So, you know, to assume the next and get there. And I'm not saying I judge this person over this. I'm just saying these are all little things that might happen, and then it feels seamless. And then there's a vibe between that that I
like
start
chemistry.
To feel. Yeah, like a chemistry like over that.
Chemistry.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of just understanding. And by no means am I like, oh, you're a stupid person. No, no, no. I'm just saying I think a lot of times in my conversations, I tend to get pretty deep with people.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the ease of getting deep, it makes me feel a certain way.
Right.
And so, but common courtesy and moral is huge to me. So that is what I equate into my smarts category.
Yeah. Okay. So, sorry, I feel like I took us to this place. Where were we before?
No, but I wanted to go back. There was something that I had on my mind when we were talking earlier about this. What were we saying?
Okay. Well, we'll find it.
I'll come back.
So like now you've gone on your first meet.
Okay. Like the 3 months that you're talking on the phone to them, like what are you talking about? Like what is the conversation? Who calls who? Like is it every night? Give me the stats.
So that's important to me only because like if you were to think about this deeply, like think about your dating situations in person, which I don't have a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even you guys are filling me in with information and I'll fill you in with the opposite, okay? Like for me, I have this interest in someone, right? And I start to seek it to find these answers. So often I would just call. I don't text, especially if it's at a distance.
I love calling. Like, I would rather not text. Like, if I had the option between the two, like, talking on the phone is my favorite. But I feel like not a lot of guys like that or, like, it's inconveniencing them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe guys that are tons busier than mine, because it is. It takes a lot of time. I mean, especially in my last relationship, like, we're on the phone for hours and hours and hours and hours. And
every day?
Yeah. Well, there are certain days too. She was very busy, and we were because the time difference was very different.
Mm-hmm.
It would be even odd hours of the day, and so thankfully, I was feeling it in the morning often because I'd have to stay up late.
Mm-hmm.
But just as far as it wasn't every day. Obviously, she was busy different days, but on the times that we did, it was a number of hours.
Yeah.
And I feel like back to like why that's important for me is. I think physicality is something that people jump into very quickly and not in a bad way. It's like these people, you guys are seeking love. Mm-hmm. Me, I'm seeking love. And I think, you know, when you feel a certain thing, you know, our bodies are also designed to do certain things. And I feel like it often, we jump into this maybe a little bit too quick. Mm-hmm. And then you start to get these other things in which I don't think people really understand hormone-wise. Mm-hmm. And then they feel a certain thing for this person in which they allowed themselves to, but it might not be based on logic either.
So true.
And I don't think people make decisions based on logic, but that's where I come from a lot of the time. Just because if you want to get through your life with an 80-year relationship, which I hope I get, right? Yeah, you want the feeling to be there. Yeah, you want that. But throughout, I mean, a woman's life too, your hormones are going to be whatever. So it's got to be somewhat logic-based, you'd think, right? But anyways, back to
I agree with that. And I think just going with that, it's like, that's why I think like for women, like they might be physically attracted to someone, but if they don't have like the emotional connection and they don't feel safe and secure, they like don't want to progress a relationship. And that's why I think like the talking in between the dates is important, or the phone call, because it's a sense of like, oh, this person's going to be here for me and wants to be here for me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
In the process of do these talks for this amount of time, like literally I like to go, like, hey, these are the bad things about me, you know, what are your bad things?
Really?
Like honestly, who doesn't want to know that? Everyone jokes with me about like
everyone
this.
Wants to know that, but is it too soon to ask? Like, how soon do you ask?
Well, I mean, he's doing this for 3 months. I feel like it's not too soon.
No, like there's a slower progression into like, oh, can I even share this information? For sure. But like, like, I always laugh when people are like, oh, yeah, there's got to be some mystery. This, that, like, I always laugh at this, too, because look at, and I'm not trying to say this is bad, but, like, I don't know what the stats are on divorce rate and all that stuff, but, like, I think it's fairly high.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you could completely know somebody, and there's stuff you don't know. So, like, for me, if I knew everything about you, you're still some huge puzzle.
Yeah.
People don't know everything about themselves. So I'm like, yo, like, so you're saying that you like to be 100% in the dark, whereas I like to at least know the things that you think you know about yourself, and then I can make my own determinations from there. Like,
I love that. It's so true. And people are always like to me that I should be mysterious and not share so much and be myself. And I'm like, why?
What are you sharing? What are you sharing that people are telling you not to share?
Yeah, that would be key.
Yeah.
I know it's not like the things that I'm saying. Mm. It's more like
just being just open,
being open and being like I like if I have an idea for something, like, oh, this would be really cool. Like, I thought of this idea. I want to share it with someone. You know, it's more like sharing things that like make you excited, because you know what? We live in a world where no one's excited anymore about anything. Mm-hmm. And like everyone just tries to like water down their emotions. And I think like I don't like that. I like
Do you think that's the state of the world?
Yeah.
You know what?
I think there's a state of the part of it that's the state of the world. I think there's the world where people are still pretty connected.
I think that's fake. You see, like the stuff on Instagram and stuff is like fake excitement.
No, I mean like off, like the like off social. I feel like there are places where people are still connected to each other, like in real life, not online.
I think it's like an older generation.
I think it could be that, but it's also like location specific.
Yeah. Love this, but hold that thought. We got to go record an ad.
I was just going to say, when I hear you speak, I kind of feel this like openness from her. And my thing for you is like, I just bringing this out of the sports world, I believe kind of your mind's a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because you are the way you are, mm-hmm. right, you should know that that exists.
Right.
So don't put it out into the universe that you think some certain negative thought, let it, you know what I mean? Like, I often do this too, because I think, like if I think I'm a good person, right? You know, why don't I see many or whatever? But you can't afford to even, you just invite it.
You can't think that exists.
Yeah.
Think what exists? Like bad things.
Like that people aren't excited or don't want those things.
Right. Because I'm sure that is a case. That is. But what you focus on, is ultimately, I think, what you're going to bring
attract.
Into your life.
Like, attract
you know this.
Yeah. I do know that. Yeah. I think I know it, but I I think also like when you go out so much in LA and like meet people, it's like you meet so many people who are not that. So then when you do meet like a couple that are, you like hold on so tightly to them. And I like don't want to do that.
What if that's what LA is?
What do you mean?
All these people that could have started out some general goodness, right? And they, because of whatever their experiences are, they kind of just have some, let's say, a little bit of negativity come in. Yeah. And then they see it that way. And then it's just like everyone in LA is inviting this negative pool around. I don't know.
Do you think people in LA are not bad? I think there's bad pockets.
I don't think they're bad. I think like some twisted minds. I think definitely in the entertainment industry, there's like so much competition. And I think like everyone's just scared.
Scared of
what someone's gonna say about them, what someone's gonna do, like perceptions, like someone like cutting, like getting an opportunity before them because like maybe they didn't speak out or say what they wanted. And I think like it's hard to make it in entertainment. I think everyone like you like it's a dream, but
I'm going to pay the price.
Yeah. There are sacrifices you have to make. And I think, like, because of that, and, like, not a lot of people can afford to make those sacrifices, whether emotionally, like, financially, whatever it is. And so I think that can, like, eat away at you.
Can I say something? Just a topic I figured I'd bring up. One thing I see, and I don't think it's just entertainment industry. I think it's just, like, I see it on social media a lot, in which I question, like, why does it have to be that way? But the older I get, I kind of find men and women, you know, at the same time, vulnerability at some point is, like, something people seek. And it's something we all want to do, but, like, there's this scared or timidness about even doing that. But I often see, and it's often with kind of younger people on social media, but this, like, oh, savage. And it really kind of hurts my feelings without even knowing the people. It kind of hurts
like
my
that's
feelings.
Whole savage theme.
Don't care about him. Like, oh, be a savage.
And I'm not. And I'm not saying you can't. Like, because I think there is this. You got to be good in your own mind, right? So whatever you have to do to kind of get yourself to a positive place, I'm not saying you shouldn't do. That's for sure not the case. But I do almost think if that's like the message behind it, like, oh, this guy treated me bad, and so therefore, oh, I got to be savage. There's guys, and you guys don't know me too well, but there's guys like me that exist, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I hope I don't get on the other end of that. Like, I don't deserve that or whatever. You know, I want to have some meaningful relationship. So it's like, I wish that wasn't the immediate result of if someone treated you bad. You got to keep just doing you, just like what I'm telling you. Keep doing you, because whatever is right for you is going to end up just coming into your life.
Are you about the universe, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you feel like energy, you're about the energy, the attraction of the energies. I agree. Like, that savage world.
I think it's because people are scared. Like,
they're
scared,
and they're hurt, and they're broken. So, like, you have to be a savage to get through.
Sure.
Even though, actually, you need to be, you need to break open to break free.
Sure.
But that's, you know, it's hard, especially with, like, images and just, like, people. And just, like, I think people just don't know who they are anymore.
Yeah.
Or like maybe they just got less connected to who they are. Because there's way too many messages telling you who you are that I think you get drowned out.
How you should be like on YouTube. I've seen so many videos of like how to play the game or how to do like, don't do this, do that. And it's like all in my head now. And I'm like, I don't know like how to even like date or be myself.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, you should go. I was gonna say the most generic thing, but it's like true. I think you have to talk. The only way to be is just be you.
That's exactly what I'm gonna say.
Which is like what Tiffany would tell me too.
Sure,
which is crazy. And you know what's more twisted? When you can, and this is me talking to you, but also talking to me. When you can say that, but like also
believe
have
it.
You like because you can tell me that, but your mind can also be like twisted by all the other messages that you like receive.
Right.
That it's. I think it's even a worse place to be. Because then you're just stuck in a loop.
Yes.
You're literally just stuck in a loop, but you know better.
You know, you know, like last night I was at a dinner at a table and I was like, I really want to do this one thing. And then everyone at the table is like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. And I'm like, why? But that's me. And I just felt like so like sad in that moment where like, I felt like everyone was saying the way that I felt like, was not the way I should approach a situation. And it's hard when it's like an entire table. So then how do you know like that, like what you feel like what you want to do is the right thing, and that like, or maybe it's not the right thing.
If it were you as like the other people and it was like another friend, like, what would you actually say?
I would say do what you, what will make you happy.
Would you really say that?
I would.
Okay.
I say that all the time. And I think like, I was just shocked because like, even at my table, there were like people who are like so spiritually woke and like who practice.
Gotta watch out for some of those.
Who like, who are all about like, you know, being intentional and all that stuff. And they were telling me like not to be intentional, like to like basically like play a game. And I thought like, what if this like spiritual guru is telling me to play a game? Like
some of these gurus, girl, some of these gurus just read a couple quotes. You know your vibes.
Just to expand on both what you're saying, we were just talking about confidence and stuff, right? I'm now acting, right? And one huge thing I've really found with kind of your own choices is this. I think these people are all trying to help, but everyone, absolutely everyone, has a different criteria, even with their own relationships, right? So like, how could they even have perspective to fill you in? I think that what they're just trying to tell you is the norm of what's out there.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to get something that you feel like is not the norm,
right,
you're literally going to have to do these other things.
I love this. Can you just be my spiritual advisor?
No, really though. Yeah. And I think, and here's the sad part for a personality like you, I think you might end up running into a whole bunch of people that maybe don't have that same philosophy.
Right.
And maybe that might hurt your feelings or something, but you'll know pretty quickly within that, you know, you meeting someone and figure that, and maybe they're just not supposed to be in that light for you.
Right. That's what I think. I think like, why can't I send all, like do all this stuff and be extra and be myself? Because if this other person on the other side doesn't like it, I'd rather know today than like 3 months down the line, you know, like let's save both of our time. But then it's like kind of what you were saying. But then I think back to what you were saying earlier about like people have different timelines and it's like, maybe I'm on this like crazy expedited timeline in my mind and I need to freaking just slow down.
Your express lane. I think you should just be yourself.
Okay, is this just what I told you to say? And you're
no, but like, I think it's because now I think I'm just seeing, because I've been doing a lot of spiritual searching lately about my life. And I'm just trying to get into like a new wave of just like excellence and just brilliance, because I really think I've been operating suboptimal. And I don't know if you could probably feel it. Yeah. Like I was like, what's going on? Because I know better. I tell people just like go out there, be amazing, change the world.
Sure.
But I'm
what
just
are you
like,
doing that?
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm not. And like, why am I not? Because too many messages, my own voice has been drowned out. But I think you really kind of just have to, because at the times when I was killing it, I was actually just doing my own thing, right? And same with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the best way, it was when you're really just doing your own thing, when people said that's crazy and you just like, not
still
even acknowledged it. You really just like, let it go. Like I just, cause now I think I just take in the stuff too much.
So true.
Like I literally take it, cause people always said stuff, but
you
before
take
I,
it and
I
you just hold on to it.
And I put meaning and like weight and significance. Whereas before you would say it and I was just, okay, cool, man. But I think it's that you just have to get back to like you. I think the guy who like the extra stuff will like the extra stuff in your expedited timeline.
Yeah.
Cause maybe he wants that too. Cause that's the guy you want. You want the person who can get deep quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not trying to do Brian's kind of 3 month phone call,
fine. Sure. And I'm not saying that should be the way it is. Yeah. I'm just saying with those certain ones, I feel like I do gain this huge like understanding for a person in which gives me the comfortableness now to move forward with that, like,
and the trust
and I really enjoy that, because I just know the depth that I've had in my relationships. It's just like everything's so much like kissing to me is like a huge thing too. Like it takes me a bit to even get to that point, and I just feel so much more connected when I do have something like that,
right? Oh, guys like that don't exist anymore. So
he's literally saying they exist, because okay, there's
one. Yeah, oh my God, they exist. You gotta put it out there.
Oh no, you're right. Okay.
Oh my God, who have I become? I'm like different now. I feel my energies.
You're so different. I go back from being different to like.
But I have to stay there, because it's very easy for me not to. Sure. Just like how, like even in this conversation, I can feel you like. being like, okay, I'm about to be, and then you're just bringing yourself with that statement that mm-hmm. you said, mm-hmm. like yeah. down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you can't keep going up down because you'll get tired.
Mm-hmm.
I am tired.
You'll literally wear yourself out with like the stuff. You just have to like stop because they exist. Because one, you've met them before. Mm-hmm. One, there's one sitting in front of you.
True. They're good people.
Okay,
so what are the red flags for you when you're like talking to these girls? Like, what are things that like for you, like, oh, this what doesn't make sense for like where I'm what I'm looking for? And also, like, on the other side, you said like the physical stuff takes time. How about if a girl's trying to expedite that with like make it go faster with you? Like, how do you communicate to her that like that's not your style?
Exactly that way. In which often, from a male perspective too, that situation doesn't go well.
Right, because they take it personally, right?
Yeah, and it's not even something usually that I'm saying that isn't something I would want maybe in the future or whatever. It's almost just like this timeline. And I feel like because a woman isn't necessarily the aggressor in a lot of situations mm-hmm. like that, she almost feels in that moment, it's a lose-lose for everything. Because mm-hmm. If you say, oh, no, that's not, they feel like it's them. And mm-hmm. then you put some kind of like negative doubt in their mind, mm-hmm. which you don't even intend to. And like, it's just
like, I'm not good enough.
Yeah. How do you write that shit? And so that's its own thing.
Maybe that's why you like the long distance stuff, because it like prevents those situations from happening.
That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying it necessarily it can happen quicker because I feel like you do get these connections mm-hmm. and vibes. But I just feel like as far as safety goes, because I know I put a lot into it. And so like after my relationships, I have these downers. It's mm-hmm. just like takes a long time. Mm-hmm. But you said as far as red flags and stuff, I think I'm really naive. Mm-hmm. And so what I was going to say about you is the better you know yourself, right? And if you know, like if this is the spectrum of love and you know you're kind of on the outlier as far as your expectations or whatever, right? You should expect too, like, oh, maybe I do dummy down a little bit, but you still say you.
Yeah.
You just, if someone's not texting back right away or whatever, like we were talking about, don't be overly mad at them.
Right.
Or not.
Yeah.
You
know,
wait
until
you
them,
find out the case. Right. But red flags. I often take it in as far as like, what connection to family, what other things are there?
So how about if they're not connected to their family, but they wish they were? Like, say they're like, like there's like some family issue or something.
Well, I feel like there's reasons for everything. Yeah. And that's why I'm just get curious of that topic. Right. And then I just ask, and I would like to, you know, and two, maybe some of these things are too personal to even share. And that's why this longer period of time of like just allows for this topic to maybe come up and we can talk about this. You know, I don't expect anyone on a first, say, second date to maybe get into that stuff. But then it's like, oh, well, now you're dating, quote unquote, somebody, and you don't really even know anything. Like, I don't know if I'm too heady or what.
No,
but I
want to hear this.
So I like to read these different things in which, like, for example, I feel like a lot of your grown-up, not problems, but these certain issues that come up in your life are often instilled in you as a child. Yeah. And like, for example, did you know as simple as, you know, if you're the firstborn in your family or the middle kid or the youngest kid or even just the silicate, these all present certain situations to you as a kid and how you even seek love in the future.
Right.
And so now often like these people are like, oh, what does it matter when you ask if they have siblings or if you're like, I'm taking in information as far as
what
like,
are these how, books
what's I need that?
To, where oh, are you
I,
reading
I
this
found, I just actually within the last month I just read something about this and it was just on Google. I stumbled upon them and I read that because my sister's a psychologist.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and that's why I thought a lot of this stuff would interest you too.
Yeah. Because I'm a firstborn, so I'm like, or like by a minute. But like, I wonder like being a triplet if that like affects that stuff too. Because I do think it does. Like, I do like sharing things. That could be because I've shared things with two other people my entire life. Mm-hmm. So, and then maybe being the first
attention, before. Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you like attention? No.
I don't need like one-on-one. Yeah. Okay. It could be one-on-one. I want like you to be there.
How old? Much older are you than your sisters?
Oh, so I'm a triplet. So like we're just like 1 minute apart.
1 minute. Okay.
Yeah.
So that could present different situation.
Oh my God, explains so much.
Does it? Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I don't know.
I think it does explain stuff, but like, yeah, I don't know. I guess like I never know what are the questions to ask to really get to like know someone. Like for you, like what are your like toolbox questions that you're like, okay, I get a feel for like who this person is, what their vibe is, or if they're a match for me.
So years and years and years ago, before my past two exes, because I feel like I've had a different situation since them. I went on maybe a few days, and here's how I knew mine wasn't the norm. Okay, yeah. At that time I was very comfortable even on talking about like how many partners you've had, yeah, or whatever, right? And like in this meeting I had, yeah, and now that I've even kind of researched more of what's kind of proper, you might not, that's a personal thing.
Wait, yeah, I don't understand that. So like, I always want to know that and ask that question, but I've been told, sure, like, sure, you can't.
Yes.
Which question? Sorry, the ex one?
No, how many people like, you've even been with, yeah, and, oh, stuff, okay, right?
How many, like, sexual partners,
and I think
have,
because you've...
It's a lot of a question.
Yeah, yeah, you've, yeah, lived your life a certain way in, right, which you can be maybe comfortable or confident with that. And I think, right, personality types like that might, yeah, be similar. That's, yeah, what I gained from that too. Yeah. And it's almost this thing where you're trying to be kind of intimate with the person by even sharing that.
Yeah.
But other people, like this vulnerableness or whatever, they might think you might be judging them, right, for... And in which... If someone was to share a number that I might, right, not be pleased with, you know, I can't say that I wouldn't necessarily. Yeah. So there is something to that, and I do understand it. But I have asked those, yeah, questions because that is a topic that eventually I'm going to get to. And whether it's, right, the first date or maybe 3 weeks into it, you know, but allow it the time.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Right.
Give it if you are interested, allow, yeah, it the time. And if they feel so whatever to share, yeah, then hopefully that does. And yeah, you can make your determination then, I guess. Right?
Yeah. We had this conversation, like all of us at Tavern, mm-hmm, all of us from the last place.
Mm-hmm.
And people had all different, like, no, you can't ask that. Or like, this is the number I would like absolutely hate. Like, or if this was the answer, I would hate that. And I'm like, wow, people have so many like judgments,
yeah,
around this. But I kind of feel like if you do share that, it like allows the other person to know, like, yeah, where you're coming from, you know? Like, that's what I think. 'Cause like, I think like then the other person will understand me more and why things are,
sure,
like different,
sure,
you know?
Yeah. I was going to hit something on what you said.
Oh, no.
I think, I forgot it now.
What about in a world of kind of related to this? I think like back to like the soccer player person, I think like the world is like hypersexualized, at least like on just like how people talk and like move.
True.
How do you like live through that, particularly in a place like LA where I'm not saying people here are like
aggressive.
Too aggressive, but like I feel like there's just like,
no,
sexual energy.
They are. Everyone's so aggressive.
You know, like how do you like maneuver through all of that given that like, and you also spoke about like your bodies are like people feel attraction to people.
Sure.
How do you balance between that attraction and like just like not even dipping into that world as you like focus on your like kind of longer term?
And again, growth. I don't want to sound stupid as far as like I often feel like you put out there who you are, mm-hmm, and people got to just take it or not. And I think, yeah, my perspective is just kind of moot in that case, because when I was playing, mm-hmm, I had a girlfriend at the very start, so when I was a rookie and everything, mm-hmm, so coming into the situation, and then after that, once we broke up, I had another girlfriend, so a large portion of
how did that other girlfriend suddenly like emerge?
I had, so once we had broken up, I had met her while traveling,
yeah,
and then that's just, we talked for that period of time, seems to be like a, yeah, theme. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, even with those external factors, because they're, I guess there's like, what do you call them? Jersey chaser, or there's
the Jersey chasers.
There's situations
that
like the girls like the soccer and football players.
Okay. There's situations that present itself because, yeah, you know, in these certain towns when we'd go and we play, and I didn't drink, mm-hmm, while, playing until maybe the end of my career or whatever. But the thing is, like, there's these opportunities that present themselves and everyone's having a good time. But I was in a relationship and I just don't choose to view it that way. Mm-hmm. There was the second year in a relationship, right? Like, here's my question to everyone out there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, there must be some settling mm-hmm. going on if you're in a relationship and you're even seeking external things. So like, for example, why, I do understand these people want to be happy and maybe it gives them some little thing, like whether it's, I don't know, sex or someone to talk to. And I do know everyone has needs like that. But at the same time, it's like, if I had a girlfriend mm-hmm. and I met someone and I want, like, literally, why would you, I don't ever want my resume that I've ever cheated.
Right.
Why not just call and break up? Like, I feel like that's more of a common courtesy. And this is the thing I told you. It's common courtesy. Communication is the biggest freaking thing in a relationship. So, like, why isn't that communicated?
Because people are scared.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You and the scared thing. You're right, though. People aren't.
I don't know, because people just make assumptions about the other person. Like, oh, yeah, like, this other person doesn't want it, so I'll just go get this somewhere else, and maybe they'll change their mind. It's like,
well, I think those decisions come out of two places, and one of them's selfishness, and one of them is just cowardness.
Yeah.
And either one of them is just as bad. I feel like if you're in the relationship, man, you signed up for a certain thing, and this is how you should perform. And if not, then just exit. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about DMs? You get a lot of DMs.
Ah, that's an interesting thing. If you were to ask me that, dead seriously. I get DMs, right? But I in the past, I think I've even answered in like, no. And it's because, is it coming from the...
You say no?
He's saying like when people ask him that, he says no.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I have said no in the past. I just imagine you texting
back on the DM, no.
No. But the reason why I think that, though, is maybe it's just not coming from the people I'm seeking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. And so then but to be honest, like, there are people that have written to me and...
Yeah.
And yeah, and even that, and it's I always feel at odds too, because these people that put themselves out there, is anyone else like this? I literally want to say, like, oh, you know, sorry, I'm not interested.
Amazing job for doing that, Bob. I agree. I've had people like DM me, I'm like, not for me, but I want to be like, but keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
The right person will love it.
Yeah, like, I want, but then often, just recently, I used to actually say stuff like that, but now I don't, only because, like, I don't know. Because,
like, they think, like, they can change your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Then again, now you're in a conversation.
Yeah,
you don't want to be in.
They can take photos of the thing.
Screenshots. That's why I don't do...
Yeah.
I do a last... That's also why I do a lot of phone in general. I just can't
be... Is that why? Oh, my God. Maybe
also
I should
don't.
Just phone.
People are real. People will screenshot you so quick for no reason. you're just in up on some website and you just can't be there. But that's a good, I would not text someone back. Like, great job. But
no, I mean, I guess that could even be perceived as kind of like a demeaning or whatever, but that's not my intention at all.
Like, just like, keep going, you know, the right person.
What's a good, we had this DM episode, but what's a good DM?
Yeah. Like, what would you,
actually respond to?
I don't.
It's not about, like, the DM. I think it's about, like, you go to their profile and you get a feel for who they are, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
being at a bar and saying hi.
Like, check this out. Like, not just women, but I feel like, too, the more social media, it kind of is like a business platform, right? And so I know girls that, you know, promote swimwear, this or that, but that makes it extremely hard for someone to kind of take in who you are as a person, too, or whatever. So I feel like... It's so hard. You almost have to have the conversation to even find out who this person
is.
But you do make assumptions as a human. And
that's why I should just delete my Instagram. Because I don't want people to look at my Instagram and, like, have these, like...
What is wrong with you?
About me. This is, like, we had an episode about this.
Yeah. But, like, you put this stuff out there.
You chose.
I know, but...
No, it's your life.
You can't be worried about these wrong people viewing it.
Right.
You can't. The one statistics, literally.
But I don't think, I think the one, the my guy, like whoever my guy is in the future, I don't think like my Instagram tells them who I am. I think it's just like.
So why? Oh, then that's fine.
Yeah.
Then it's that. Then it's just that.
Do you think that they won't have a conversation in which leads them to find that out?
Maybe
about
not. Maybe they'll look at my Instagram and think she's too much, and then they won't talk to me.
What are you talking about?
The wrong ones
I'm
will.
So confused.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm so confused. I feel like one, images and videos can only put out so much of who you are. Like even if you were trying to be like the most open and sure. There's literally only so much you can mm-hmm. do because people actually have to talk to you or mm-hmm. whatever meet you to get that energy. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. If that person can take that those are the good parts of your life. Like if they can't even like, there's nothing wrong with them. They're the fun moments.
This represents me. I think people are like,
it's the good parts. It's not your whole you. You are the whole you.
Right, but I think that's what I'm saying is people look at it and they think that's the whole me. And
I think the man you would like can see that.
Sure. Yeah. They would need to. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
Because who's out there putting every single thing on their like accounts? Like, yeah, mm-hmm. you're not going to put your sad moments. Right, and it's sure. meant to actually just be the joy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, he'll be fine. I think you should keep it. You have a fun present.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so
people
much.
Need fun, Tiff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But out here, just it's deep, but people are sad.
Are they?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh. I think there's a general like
sadness.
General sadness with people in the world.
Wait. Okay. So back to the dating stuff.
Deep.
Okay.
And too
the,
deep.
And yeah, the we get deep. I like.
I know something that you were saying is like when you start dating someone, you're only dating that person. You're like not dating multiple.
So let's clear that word even
yeah,
up.
Yeah. What does dating okay. mean to you?
So
it means talking on the phone for 3 months and then meeting.
Yeah. Like within that first.
So are you guys like you guys have had the exclusive conversation?
So that's the thing. Like on. I'm trying to figure this out myself.
1 month in and you're talking on the phone.
That's almost my expectation with the time investment too. Yeah. And I do think this is a case. When this person starts talking to me, they're often trying to figure, oh, is this person really that way? Right? Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it comes to this point to look at how much time I'm investing into these conversations, which at a distance or like, you tell me I'm not mm-hmm. interested, right?
But some guys play that game.
Sure, and
I'm
sure.
So, like,
and they,
when
and
you
they
say
will,
that,
will.
And I'm like, I get that. But, like, I know guys who have invested
tons of time and they're doing
tons
it multiple,
of time, yeah. tons of energy. And they just have, like, a one-track okay. mind is like, I just want this one thing.
Okay.
So I hear what you're saying, but I think it's like,
how do you know? Right? Yeah. Like, that's the
you
question.
Don't know
how do
until,
you know? Yeah, you don't know.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You could never know
sure.
until you find out. Mm-hmm. So you go. So you're talking to this girl. Let's say it's like 1 weekend, and you're talking.
Just to answer that question, yeah. It would be at whatever time I meet this person, I'm almost fully confident that that's who I want to be my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would therefore ask
for them
some,
to be your girlfriend
in some grand gesture.
How do you
way,
ask?
Yeah.
How do you? Okay. Yes.
I don't know.
Tell
I
me.
Don't know.
How did you ask like the last girlfriend? Are you allowed to tell us?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I am, but I like to
gesture.
Keep it to myself.
What do you mean by grand gesture?
Just in some, I've like, not to sound stupid about this too, but like everyone reads those little, what do you call them?
Horoscopes?
No, not horoscopes too, but what do you call those, what's called stories as a kid where girls being treated like princesses?
Fairy tale,
right?
Yeah.
And who wouldn't want some cool story as far as theirs, right? So. I tried.
Tiffany, I need you to get it together.
I love this so much. Yeah. Okay, go.
So if this, but
does this exist? Is this real?
It's here. It's real.
Okay, fine.
But these, but I'll tell you this: the sad part about my life that I find is the love in between relationships is like there's these huge voids,
mm-hmm.
and that even me, like I'm a happy person, mm-hmm. but I get down
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Cause it's for sure something I want in my life,
right.
you know, and it's just not something I can fake.
Mm.
You know, I can't just
yeah.
go, even if I were to show up at a date,
yeah.
let's say I even kiss you or whatever. Yeah. It's like, is it really there for me or not?
Mm.
I know what it takes for me to get there.
Takes
know?
3 months.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't take
okay.
3 months. I'm just saying,
yeah.
I know mentally to where if it's going to be this good relationship or whatever, how, you know, how I would feel about it.
So while you're like going through all this, how's a girl feeling on the other side of like not knowing like what these 3 months mean.
I don't know.
Like, do you think is she not? Do you have the expectation that she's not talking or dating to other guys?
Yeah, I have these subtle ways. You talked about games before, and I think this might be one thing I've done in the past. Anything that I might be slightly insecure about, whether maybe they're talking to other people, I kind of say it or ask it in a funny way.
I like this.
So again, I'm not trying to play a game. It's almost just like, I would like to know this, but how do I even ask it?
Give me an example. If you want to know if she's talking to other guys.
You kind of just ask it, but the situation has to present itself in which you can do it funny way.
Like, I think I do this too. Like, what do you mean?
How are your other boyfriends? Is it something like this in which something was said in conversation, yeah, and you just make light of it, but then the information that's spoken.
There's a chance to be like, there are no other.
Is it scary to ask, are you talking to other people? Like, as the words like that.
I feel like
it puts a lot of pressure on the other person.
I mean, at what stage is this? Like, right? Like, if you guys are just getting, like, I don't know.
1 month. 1 month.
I mean, I don't know other people's norms. I know for me, you know, that would hurt my feelings because I've kind of chosen to talk to you and over, and that's for a reason because I like you, and that's kind of.
Tiff, if a guy said to you, like, fourth date or like sixth date, since I know that's like a number for you, are you talking to other?
It's a joke that I have a six date curse. Well,
but you need to stop believing that stuff because it happens.
I think I've surpassed it. Okay.
Okay. Well, date seven, and he says, "Are you talking to other people?" How would you feel with that question?
I would say, no. I would want him to ask that so I can be like, "No, I'm not. Are you?" But I would want him to ask it in a way that, like, he doesn't want me to be. He wants to be exclusive. That's why he's asking.
What if he said he is, but like, he's like stopping, whatever. How many people do?
He's talking to other people, but he's stopping.
Date seven.
I think I would be upset. If we never had the conversation, I guess I'm not allowed to be upset, but I would be.
Wait, can I ask?
What would you say?
Keep going.
Like, I wouldn't want them to because I'm not, but it's not fair for me to put those expectations on them if we've never had the conversation about that. But I think if they know, like, from the beginning that I'm looking for a relationship that, like, will eventually lead to, like, marriage and kids, they know that I'm not, like, playing around, so they shouldn't play around either. Or they shouldn't keep going on day 8, 7, 9, 10, 11 if they don't. Because they know what I want. It would just be so rude and disrespectful to, like, drag me on for that long if that's not what they wanted to.
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
Oh, no, I just, in hearing what you're saying, I feel like, what person are you establishing yourself as? And that's what I'm saying in these phone conversations. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, and why I share my past history is because, like, this is kind of my resume as far as, like, how I conduct myself,
right?
And you know, if this is something that aligns with something you want, I would expect a certain thing, like, because and I say, you know, just so you know, and I put it out there as far as what I'm doing,
right?
You're the only person I talk to, and I would
do you think that part's scary? Like, I feel like if it's hard for a girl to say that because I feel like for guys it's like different. I feel like it's easier. Or, like, it's expected for guys to say it because it's, like, a romantic thing. But if somewhere in the media, it's become a thing where it's, like, if a girl says it, she's thirsty or she's trying to, like, trap him. You know?
I get all bummed out. Those words, I just hate all.
Or trap?
Trap, side piece, savage. Yeah. Like, all these things just... Right. I'm sure they are. Yeah. And they're real things. But it's like, oh, man.
Thought.
Why?
Side piece. Yeah. I love that term. I mean, I don't like the idea of side pieces, but it's such a great, like, way to put it.
I don't even understand why I have a side piece.
Don't have a side piece, but I just, like, love the lingo.
I hate people. I'm just kidding. I love everyone. No, but, like,
your energy.
I don't know. I think I'm going through something, guys.
What are you going through?
Date, because when I date, I become, like, really, like, not happy.
But it's so weird because that's all you like. Well, not all you want. You want other things in life, but you do want to date, yeah, though. But when you do, it turns into an ordeal. Why? Yeah. When are you getting the thing that you want? Or maybe it's not exactly the way you want it. I don't know.
I think like when you date people, it like brings up things like within yourself that you know, yes, you have to change,
mm,
and mm, it triggers things, mm, and that's like a lot of work.
Mm.
And sometimes
because it's like now you have to do something.
Yeah, now you have to do something because you know it's a problem. But
I'm so glad you said that because yeah, literally everybody you meet, like that should be the ultimate thing. Like the, yeah, the finger should always be pointed right back at yourself. As far as it doesn't even have to be a positive or negative thing. Yeah. Just like this awareness of yourself.
Right.
And like for example, if I don't like hookup culture, mm, or whatever, like what is it about that that I'm seeing? Like maybe it's this thing of like, you know, because even as a man, yeah, we have certain needs, yeah, right? And maybe it's this thing of like, oh, well, I go through these long periods of time where I don't have this affection. Or maybe it's like allow myself to love a little, right, bit, or allow myself to be good. But then I, yeah, you know, maybe my mental, like, oh, I don't believe that way. I want the relationship. So it's like I fight with myself.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah. I find myself fighting with myself too about these things. It's like I know what I want, mm-hmm, but at the same time, like, oh, do I have to do it a different way to get that? Mm-hmm. You know, like, cause yeah, I have so many friends who are married now who like slept with their husband on the first date, and I'm like, oh, maybe that's the way to find the one, but that's like so not me, and I don't like, I don't
did
even
did they, but I think because everyone's them, life is different, and yeah, I think like some maybe they just had that connection, mm-hmm, like from the jump,
mm-hmm,
you know,
I don't or think maybe they could ever have that connection.
Like, well, maybe
that
they did, like, right? And then yeah, it's like, that's what it was. It wasn't just a hookup. Maybe. Maybe it was. Who knows?
But no, I think but it from so many people, like even like recently I went out like with some girls to brunch that, oh yeah, I just started as a hookup thing and then like turned into a relationship. And I'm like, how?
I think, you know, even if that happens, you know, then you invest this time and you find out, oh, wow, this is a great person.
Right.
I was just saying that's as far as like say, the safety of my own emotions, because I know how
yeah, me
much
too,
I invested it,
yeah,
that I would like to do it and know this is like a good
that we're good
situation of payoff. Right. Like it's probably going to be a good situation, or else like, you know, I know myself and
it's like a roller coaster.
Yeah. I go through those.
Yeah. I think like going back to like when you've like realized things within you, I think like, why is this one action upsetting me so much? Or like, why? You know, and it's always like something internal.
Yeah.
You know, it has nothing to do with like they can be so, and that's something that I'm realizing like these days, like that other person can be so clueless about like the stories that you're creating in your head about what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm, no idea. Like, oh yeah, everything's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's like not about dating, but some, I'm getting back into my vibes, right? Okay. And I was watching an Oprah thing, mm-hmm, and it just reminded people just don't like the truth, because once you know the truth, you have to do something about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like in any sort, in like relationships or like life or work, career, whatever it is, it's easier to go from like running in the direction of fear, or like just like not wanting to know stuff. Mm. But the fact that you know this,
yes,
is like one step ahead.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, because most people would they just like have the stuff rise yeah, up and just like run away and be like, oh my God, I can't do this. I have
know,
to go.
I think that is such a reaction too. Mm-hmm. It's like when things come up, you're like, ugh, I just want to like explode this whole thing so they don't have to deal with it, you know? Like I think about that with like all aspects of my life when things get too hard, like with anything, mm-hmm, I'm like, can I just like set a bomb and just like start from
yeah, I'm like wanting something so important about like new phases in your life, so new chapters. Whenever you're in a new situation, she always says you need to like just stop, because everything that needs healing will just come to the surface.
True.
Whenever you're like in a new, like
yeah,
whether it's people or career or like new location, mm-hmm, and you got to figure out like, how am I going to deal with it this time? Mm-hmm. Because you'll just, otherwise you'll just do what you've always done. So please don't blow it up.
Yeah.
Just like yeah, fix it.
Can I hit on a quick point? Not yeah, that it's necessarily about dating or whatever, but like one thing I would hope for yeah, just people in general, you'd said something about like kind of registering things and making yourself better or something like I was just wanting to say, like, no, you're saying if it's hard, people kind of just run, they know they have to do something about it.
Right.
What I would hope, and I don't know if this came from just my sports background or whatever, but like in sports, I had to know what my weaknesses were so I could intentionally seek that out and better it in a practice or in a training session, right? And so maybe I'm more accustomed to accepting, okay, I know I'm like this, and this is why I share with my person, oh, okay, well, I know I don't do the best at this, right? Like, but like, maybe you guys are different, but tell me, why run? Like, literally, the more you just know what that is and you want to work on, does not everyone want to be the best version of themselves?
I think they're afraid
that
the other person doesn't want to stay around for them to work on it.
Yeah, that's what's...
Or that they might fail at, making it like...
Sure. Yeah. Like, not meeting your own goal. Right.
Or it's just uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, some people... Like, it's weird. Like, with, like, exercise or, like, the gym, I don't like... Like, I just don't like the feeling. Okay. Someone's like, oh, are you in pain or are you just uncomfortable? If it's, like, uncomfortable, you're fine. You'll just, like, not be. Versus, like, if it's, like, pain, then it's, like, it shouldn't be. But, like, in career achievements or, like, academics, like, it was the same feeling. Maybe even painful at times, but, like, I could just keep going. Like, I'm, like, it's just, like, hard. Yeah. So, like, just, like, figure it out.
Yeah.
It's just, I think people can apply those things in their lives in different ways.
Got
when it comes to, like, relationship stuff, and it's, like, uncomfortable or like weird or hard, but there's another person who's like
That's the thing you just don't understand.
Like, what? How are they dealing with this? Then it just it's like I gotta go. I just gotta go.
I think that's the hardest part with relationships because like, with career, with like health, all that other stuff, it's an individual thing. Like, I know I need to do X, Y, and Z to get to these goals. And if I do it, I'll get there. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it. Like, with, like, a project or, like, you know, with, like, if I have, like, certain fitness goals or whatever it is. But I think you might, in a relationship, know what those things are, but that but it's not those things to that other person. You know, so I think it does take two people to tango. That's the hardest part. Mm. And I think people just fear having those like conversations, like versus just like running away or blowing it up, because the conversations will reveal the truth. And sometimes people aren't ready for the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. So like if you bring your 100% to the relationship, right? That's only 50%.
Yeah.
Right. The other person, you know, if they're not bringing that, like, so that's, I totally do get where you're coming from with that. And I think too, I always get sad too. Like when they do bring their best and they to the relationship, right. If that doesn't work out, and this is something I even try to tell myself, is just like, it's not even necessary. Like most of the time, it's not even about you.
Yeah, it's really not about you.
Whether it's timing or whatever this person's seeking in life, and so that's why I'm trying to be more comfortable in my own life with just kind of. I still value all those relationships I had, and they were very meaningful and special, or whatever. Right, but like, if someone comes in that's just a friend or whatever, like you have to allow this situation to kind of just learn what you're supposed to learn in the journey, I guess. It sounds cliche. But
no,
like,
that's true.
But I don't know if I execute on that.
Yeah.
But I am trying to be more open to that.
Yeah. And see what comes through. Because, you just don't know where the other person's at. And I don't know. Relationships are hard. So then when these girls, like, what... You do this like 3-month process of talking to them. You go on the dates and everything's good. Like, don't you think there are things in person that you need to see in order to like really get to know them? Because I think there's only so much you learn from someone one-on-one, right? So like you may have this 3-month thing, but like you haven't seen how they interact with their friends.
Sure.
You haven't seen how they interact with strangers.
So that's one thing I'm now learning because again, I haven't had a lot of what that experience is. And so I think it would be huge. And I think I pick up, you know, what is it? 80% of communication is nonverbal. So it's like, I think, especially a person like me, I would pick up those things. But I guess in my process, all I'm speaking about is that.
Yeah.
And it's almost this acceptance of like, even if there are downfalls that I find, when it's almost like I've kind of already accepted this person because I kind of like them.
Oh, which might be so hard.
Which might be a downfall for me too or whatever.
Yeah.
But I've always been willing to, like, I don't know. People have different philosophy. You said your parents are still married or whatever, and I've learned to kind of just, like, communicate and fight it through and find out what this common understanding is and then make that the best.
Right.
But I don't feel like maybe that's everyone's goal necessarily, yeah. And, you know, the flight kind of comes before that. But, yeah. So I do think you'd pick up a lot by how they are with their friends, right. You know, how they speak about others.
Yeah.
So I definitely do think there's something to that.
And then what's like the point where you're like, okay, this isn't the match for me?
Well, I tend not to be the one. I've only broken up with one of my girlfriends. And even in the way in which I did that, that was like my longest relationship. So I laid down on the bed and told her everything of how I feel, and then like
those comments. So how do you like give uncomfortable situation, like have uncomfortable conversation?
I feel like, honestly, and I don't get how, but any person that doesn't, why do you not respect that person?
Right?
Why not? This person deserves that.
This
what
is so good? Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, so literally,
you don't respect the other person.
Yeah. Like, I respect the fucking shit. Like, oh, sorry. Because,
no, it's fine.
But no, I respect this person so much. And because I like to learn things about myself, even if that was hard information or not, I guarantee you I'm giving this person at least something in which they can go forward in a direction. Even if they have questions therefore after, which me saying whatever I'm going to say might create, I am giving as much as I can within that conversation for them to go a certain direction with it, you know? And yeah, I respect them. Like, I just had maybe relationships are so not that now that that's not the thing, but that would be upsetting to me now too.
Yeah. You know? I think people are so afraid to have these conversations about how they feel, especially towards the beginning. Like, if that person did something like, or said something via call that like upset you, would you bring it up? Would you be like, oh, I didn't like that you talked about this in that way, or like, I didn't like how you said, maybe they said like something mean about someone. Would you be like, oh, that's mean? Or would you just take inventory?
A lot of times I kind of just observe, and I'm trying to find out, I'm trying to give you a reason for justifying that action. And if it confuses me or whatever, I might just ask, not in some way, I'm trying to do it where you wouldn't be defensive about it, because then you're just going to answer it. But I would just try to see where you're coming from and see where that, But you just said something too I wanted to hit on. But yeah, I feel like you should be asking those questions.
Having those like uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah. Oh, and with the argument, or this now, now you're in a relationship or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. One thing I really hope for people, and it's hard to do, but one thing I've noticed in a lot of my conversations recently is, if it does come to some disagreement, whatever it is, it should literally stay on topic as far as, oh, this happened, we're talking about this.
Oh, I not often, bring other things
I,
in.
Well, no, not even about other things. I often find people just jump from what that is towards, oh, you do the, it's some character-based claim.
So
it's
true.
Why, especially if you're in a relationship, why even go there? You guys like each other.
Right.
That's not what's being debated. Right. It's just like, oh, I kicked over the cat, so can you please pick it up? Or you did this for, it should just stay on what this is.
That's happened to me before. So you saying that is so triggering. It's like we had an argument about one thing, and then all of a sudden it became like, well, I don't like how you always say, like, now what?
Yes.
Or like whatever. It's like, why do you always need to say that? Like, why can't we do that? I'm like, what? Like, I always say that. Yeah. Like, what does that have to... Yeah, I don't get when people do that. And then you, like, second-guess your entire personality. What?
That's true. We learned that a lot as, a management technique of, like... We would call that going over the net. So the net being, like, the action or behavior that happened.
Sure.
So, like, you can never impute meaning or, like, intention. You can only, like... It's like therapy. You know, there's the action and then just how you feel. I think are the only two things that are like can exist. Mm-hmm. But the minute it's like, oh, because you did that because, or like, I think you were trying to, or like, you're like this because you did X. It's like wrong.
Yeah.
You've missed it because you have no idea.
Yes.
And I made that mistake recently too. I said to someone like, oh, we really suck at doing this. And they got like so upset. And I'm like, why did I do that? Like, that was like not the way I should have done it. I should have been like, when you do this, I feel bad, yes. Or like I feel not good because like I feel like, you know, you don't care or whatever the case yeah. is. But I think like it's easy when you're in situations and you get like triggered or frustrated to just like say something that you don't mean. Yeah. Yes. And then that person gets so defensive and you're like, oh, sorry. Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know if I got off topic, but like, I just feel like you should be pushing a conversation towards what your goal is. Right. And, right. and think about the, just as far as odds go, if you're inviting these more negative, you know, situation or conversation pieces is just gonna go in that direction. So you should just be letting them, oh, this is how it makes me feel. Mm-hmm. They might be able to crunch that and be able to, yeah. oh, well, that's not the way I wanted. Mm-hmm. So you can actually address it.
Yeah, you should address it.
If it just becomes this name calling battle, and you said there's even these tactics in business to kind of avoid. I mean, I just feel like it's fundamentally should be staying away from those.
Wait, I just had like a follow up to that. Like, how about if you do make some mistakes within the relationship.
That happens all the time.
What's the best protocol to move forward, do you think? Or what do you do?
Like, well, what are the mistakes?
What you do, girl?
No, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying, like, in general. Let me think. I don't know. Like,
I think you address, you apologize, and keep moving.
Or, well, how about, okay, yeah.
I think you just address it and you apologize.
Yeah.
Do people do that? Like,
I think so. That most highly functioning people that I know do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like say the thing and then like apologize for the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Sincerely. And then like keep it moving. Because people make mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
I'm all about like a second chance, maybe a third, but I'm all about a second chance.
I was trying to think of my past relationships. Like, what? It's always been like it gets uncovered later moment. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how they could have brought it up before if they had the feeling that, oh, it might not ever be brought up and it could be fine. Do you know what I mean?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Trying to.
Okay, assess. Okay. No, I just don't want to throw anyone under the bus.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah,
the energy, the universe. It also Mercury's in retrograde.
I mean, I wouldn't do that. But crazy. What I mean is, say you made a mistake in how you handled the situation. Like, you felt insecure in a moment and you, like, went and talked to someone else about it, whatever the case is. And, like, you shouldn't have. Like, that was a thing between you and that person. And then later that, let's say that person finds out. Like, why didn't you talk to that person versus going to your friends and talking about that person?
I think you just explain it in that way of the feeling insecure.
Yeah. People I understood it.
People cannot come at you for like how you actually felt.
Right. Yeah.
You know? I feel like, you know, because then it's like, okay, you felt, it makes sense if you felt that, so you did this. It's different from like, when you don't say that, now you're trying to come up with other like reasons and excuses, and people like, this just does not add it. Like the does not connect.
Yeah,
that's true. That is what they said. But it's like, can being insecure really be an excuse?
Absolutely,
for sure.
Yeah,
I find that so much. Like, yeah, especially with social media now. Like even myself, like I tend to think. So I'm very shy at the start, and then once I get to know someone, I open up conversation. Like, too, I just have my certain thoughts on social media stuff, too. So, like, I've even in the past, like, I know how I feel when I'm around this person. Mm-hmm. But, like, let's just say something happens on social media. They go, oh, what is that about? So I just ask about it. Or if someone didn't like something I did, I try to explain it. And it's, and I always laugh about this, too. I think it's because people abuse it, like excuses, right? From a young age, when I heard that excuse, oh, my dog ate my homework, I thought, wow, that's pretty hard to make up, right? And I was like, that must have happened at one point. And so I kind of just realized, well, every excuse is probably a reason at some point. It's just like how you're using it. And so I forgot how I was trying to attach this, but it's just like kind of, I'm just trying to give my reason. Yeah. And if that seems odd to you or whatever, I guess that's just how you're perceiving. But like, I'm just going to tell you what where I was coming from. And then that's up to you to kind of decipher if that's just for you or not. And that's all you, and it sounded like in that situation you're talking about, that person did that.
But I did that, but I couldn't, like, I was still, like, upset about it. It's hard not to be upset sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and you have your right to be.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, like, if he did do that and it was honest and just, you should be giving him some credit towards, actually.
So I think it's hard. Relationships are hard. I don't know. It makes me want, I want to
But, you know, as we wrap, so we have, you know, but you have the Brians out there who are willing to, like, kind of do that.
Yes, ladies, Brians out there exist.
But you're going to need to get on the phone for 3 months, so don't be sliding in no DMs. It's not going to work this time. But I think it's important to realize, like, the energy fields of the people that you like are out there. I think, like, because you're not like everybody else, there's nothing wrong being everybody, like everybody else, but I think you're like not like the same, like you don't want the same things that a lot of people want. So you have to know
it's hard because like I totally get that, like I'm not like the average, like how you're saying, like that, like just outside the thing, but I can't help listen to other those people's advice.
But you shouldn't be taking advice
whose
from
advice do you take from when you don't have like a
from
a
the outliers
of, but where are those people?
There's one in front of you and then
just
you need to find a couple more.
Fully trusting and believing what you like. If I could add anything on top of just what we covered, it's just like communication is so important to me, and literally just kind of expressing your true self, because that's the only thing you can really do, and be confident about it. Be absolutely confident about it.
Okay, so that's I was listening to that. We had another episode with this guy, your friend, who was in that crazy relationship, Juan.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh. And, dark.
And he was saying how like he thought that love was always about like feeling insecure.
Oh really?
And feeling like, you know.
I wonder how his childhood was like too, though, because I bet you that somehow touches.
There's a lot of siblings, maybe that's why.
And I was thinking like, and he said like he just didn't love himself, but that's like the biggest project, and I think like it's a forever project.
Right, but you can start and just like progress. And I think with communication, also communication with yourself.
And being honest.
That's who you need to be talking to.
Being honest with yourself.
Because Tiffany, these small opinions from these people for your big life don't work. You can't be
I get so upset about it too. And I'm like, why do I care so much about other people's opinions about things, you know?
But especially when you're in a different frequency. You cannot be getting the advice from people in a different frequency. If you were in the same frequency, fine, take it all. But you're really in a different place. You can't be there. And not that one is better than the other. I think it's just different.
It's different,
So when they say things, they say it out of their experience. But you're not the girl who's trying to hook up with the guy at the club. So, like, don't... You're not the girls
from the guys there.
Yeah, or the girls who like would hook up and then become a relationship. You're not
that's
that girl,
true.
So don't
like,
even
why
like.
Why am I listening to those people?
You're just like not that girl. So
I don't know.
Like stop, but I get, you know, that you're like we all have friends. We're just different, and like it's nice to share things with people.
Think, like, you just want like I know like you were saying communicate with yourself and know how you feel and whatever, and you do, but like. It's kind of like research for a project, like at like work or something. Like you may know like this is the best solution, but like maybe there are people who have been in the field for 20 years and they're like, actually, like there's a different way to do it that like will save you like 3 hours, you know? So sometimes you ask those people around you because you're like, oh, maybe they're more experienced than I am and they can bring something that like I didn't think about.
If you're just talking, I mean... I heard this realistic. Was that the few show gays? He kept referring to some word realistic.
Oh, yeah. The guy, what's his name?
And I think, to be honest, though,
the guy in the episode who said, like, that's not realistic, those girls, like the one, Giannis's friend.
Oh.
Matt. Right?
Max.
All Max. I bring that up towards, though, is like, if you were to kind of just. You know, zoom out of the situation and look at just like norm of relationships and stuff, I think you can come to some things in which you'd be like, okay, it makes sense that I know I'm a little bit over the top on this. So as far as your expectation coming into it, you can, as far as like the opinions of your friends, is what I'm saying, right? Because they are trying to help. But at the same time, if that's really getting in the way of all these choices that or decisions you're trying to make, why are you letting that?
I don't know.
Getting in the way.
You already know it's not in it.
I think like Tiffany and I both needed this because, you know, the blockages, so many blockages. You need to stop with the blockages.
Do we get some good energy today?
I don't know. I definitely was in the weird energy when I came here, but I think we're going to be better.
I think you're going to have a great week.
Yeah, I think so too.
Thank you so much, Brian, for coming. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Do you want to be found online or no?
Yeah, they can search me for sure.
Cool. Where do they find you?
I'm on Instagram at BJ_6. That's primarily my thing. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And they're all kind of connected, so I'm sure you'll be able to find me.
Cool. Don't be sliding in his DMs, y'all. But thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's at Love and Limbo Land. loveandlimboland.com, which
needs to be updated.
I must just stop saying it. Let me update first.
Yeah.
But thank you all for listening. We love you. We skipped a week last week, but we're back.
We're back.
We just needed to do a little self-care.
Yeah.
Yes. But all is well. See you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Kudzi.
And you've been listening to Love in Limbo Land.
You can find us on Twitter at Love in Limbo Land.
And don't forget to go to Apple or Google.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.